The former Prime Minister is expected to issue an apology for his government's failures, but will also insist he got the big calls right. Alan Inglis lost his 34-year-old son to the virus.
What I'm looking for from Mr. Johnson this morning is straightforward answers to simple questions. No skirting around the truth with political waffle.
Hospitals in Gaza are running out of floor space to treat seriously ill patients after Israel said yesterday was one of the most intensive days of combat in 5 weeks of ground fighting. Footage shows medical staff struggling to cope with a near constant stream of injuries. More strikes are disrupting rail services today on some of southern England's busiest routes. Members of the ASLEF Drivers Union at Southwestern, Southern and Southeastern have walked out for 24 hours in their dispute over pay. Hollywood actors are back at work after their strike formally ended last night. The SAG-AFTRA union has officially approved a 3-year contract with studios. Productions were put on hold by the walkouts, which began in July. Team GB won't be playing at the 2024 Paris Games, despite England thrashing Scotland 6-0 in the Women's Nations League. They needed to better the Dutch result by 3 clear goals to keep their hopes of qualifying for the Olympics alive, but the Netherlands won 4-0 against Belgium. Lionesses boss Serena Wiegmann says it's tough to take.
That's football. That's part of football. I think we really showed up. Today, I think Friday, with the struggle and 2-0 down, I think we did really well too, and we showed who we are, and it's not enough for getting through to the Olympics, unfortunately.
And the last ever premiere of The Crown has been held in central London. The second part of the 6th season is released a week tomorrow. One review says it should have been called The Diana Show. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Simon.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather for today in Brentwood. Here we go. Top temperature is going to be 5 degrees and some sunshine as well, which will stay with us up until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Then it will cloud over, but it should be a dry day, actually. So look forward to this beautiful weather. Get out and get a little bit of sunshine. Go for a walk or do something like that. It's a day for going for a walk, really.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Good morning. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting. Brilliant to be the breakfast show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next 3 hours. And as you heard, George Bone is going to be my guest on the show coming up at 11:30, playing live in the studio. My track of the year is Beat Bakery featuring George Bone. And also, George is on the A-list at the moment with his excellent song called Valencia, which he played live last time he came in. And fingers crossed he'll play it live again today. He's excellent live. Can't wait to hear him. So that's all coming up at 11:30. And Martin from MJ Media will be bringing George into the studio. And as you know, Martin likes to join in on the interviews and do a round of applause like that. He normally brings in biscuits. But today, Martin, if you are bringing in mince pies, I don't like them. He won't be listening now. He'll come in with me. Last time he came in with mince pies, he ate 5 of them because they were the mini mini ones. Now, what did I do yesterday? Well, I went shopping with my sister and went over to Freeport. It's quite good. Shop locally if you can, but Freeport's quite good if you want to go out further out. But I wouldn't suggest going there at the weekend because I imagine it's horrendous. But it's pretty empty yesterday, and I was having a little walk around. I ended up buying, I was meant to be getting some Christmas presents, which I did, but I ended up buying a coffee machine. Because I've always wanted one. And I had a coffee this morning. I was like, oh, but it's a teeny, teeny, tiny coffee. And I put milk in it and then it was warm. So what I need to do is actually warm the milk first in the microwave, I think, is what I need to do. And then use it. But it's a small coffee machine. It's a really nice one. And I got quite a bit of a discount on it, so I'm quite pleased. But I do like a coffee and I keep buying coffee. And I thought, well, maybe I'll get the coffee pods. Yeah, I think I'm going to enjoy it. It's my little treat for myself, although I treat myself enough, to be fair. So I got that yesterday, and then I bought a couple of Christmas presents, little bits and pieces, so I can, you know, get underway, start wrapping, and start remembering who's getting what. I don't have to buy a huge amount of presents at Christmas anyway, but it's just some bits and pieces, you know. And I also bought some wine glasses for myself, because for some reason in my house, I've managed to smash all of my wine glasses. I have one, and I cannot drink wine out of like a cup. It's not right. So I need a wine, like a proper wine glass, and it has to be a nice shape. I'm a bit funny with wine glasses. Sometimes you get those kind of, some restaurants, they have wine in those kind of tumblers, and I'm like, what's going on there? Where's the stem? Where's the stem of the glass? Anyway, so I've got one wine glass left, and then I went and I got, 8 wine glasses for £20, which I think is really good. They should have been £45 for 8 glasses, which is, you know, so I got 8 very nice wine glasses for £20, which I'm really pleased about. Because normally when I get wine glasses, I buy the 50 pence ones from the supermarket. And that's probably why they break. Because they're like literally, they're like shards of glass. That's how thin the glass is. So these ones are a little bit thicker. And they've got a little tiny ring around the top of them, which is coloured. They're very subtle, very subtle. I think this is their platinum at the top. I don't believe that. They're not going in my dishwasher anyway. So, yes, I've got my wine glasses, which is good. Because if somebody comes over, I can now say, would you like a glass of wine? Rather than saying, do you want to drink out of this bucket that I've got in the garden? So there we go. I must put the tree up today or tomorrow. Or possibly the weekend. Otherwise, it'd be left too late. And I like the tree to come down quite early after Christmas as well. So, yeah, I need to make sure. Get this tree, because it's lovely. You know when you put the tree up, and then my sister was saying she doesn't know whether she's going to put a tree up this year because she puts up all the lights, and then when you take it all down, it's so bare. I said, but that's not an excuse not to put your tree up. And she went, well, I bought a new one last year, but I don't know if I can be bothered. I said, oh, humbug. Put the tree up. If you don't feel like putting a tree up, just try. Or put up some... I tell you what, just put some lights up. That makes a difference. Just put you in the festive kind of cheery mood, I think. You don't need a massive tree with loads of decorations on it. You just need... I like fairy lights. I like fairy lights all year round. I would decorate my house with fairy lights all year round. One of my neighbours has actually gone mad with the outside lighting. And every time I drive past, like last night when it came back and it was dark, I went, ooh! Ooh! Like that as I went past. And when I was at my sister's, there's a couple of houses there that are covered in lights. And I was like, oh, it just makes you, that's how it makes me feel. Brings back, there used to be a house actually, I think it's near Valentine's Park. But when I was a kid, there was a house which was on the main road. I think it's Valentine's Park, I could be wrong. And my mum and dad used to take me there every year to see Father Christmas. And what it was is the guy had obviously, back in the day, had done the house all lights. There was a grotto, and he did it all for charity. I didn't realise until I was older. I think I went past it probably when I was about 18 or something, and then sort of went, oh, I remember going there as a kid. And he did that for years, absolute years. It's lovely, isn't it? As I said, I do like a fairy light. Oh, what's going on there? Oh, my nose is itching. Oh, what does that mean? Let's have a little look. Nose itching, what does it mean? I know that means something. Let's have a look. No, I haven't got sinusitis. No, that's inflammation, rhinitis. Nasal polyps, no, hold on a minute. An itchy nose, no, I haven't got an allergy. Come on, it's superstitious, isn't it? What does it mean when your nose itches? Oh, predicts a human or spiritual guide is about to visit you. Oh, I hope not. What's planning on, what's that? Oh, there is no scientific proof to back that up. Of course there isn't. Unexpected visitor or meaningful gift. Oh, maybe I'm getting flowers today. Maybe not.
I watch as my world's going up in flames. Through the black smoke, I can see your face. Embers they rain as the walls come down. Where do we go when the lights go out? You love the hurt. Set me on fire.
just to watch me on my knees. My heart, it bleeds while you pour gasoline all over me. Set me on fire, cause you love the hurt. Set me on fire, just to watch me.
What would you do if you lost control? How would you feel if your dreams were sold? With both your hands tied and your taped up mouth. Me on my knees, my heart, it bleeds while you pour gasoline all over me. Set me on fire, cause you love the hurt. Set me on fire, just to watch me burn, burn.
Right, it's a beautiful day. Goddamn right, it's a radio, and it's local.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
I've already snuffled a chocolate biscuit there in that little break. Chocolate. It was a milk chocolate one. I've got dark chocolate and milk chocolate, and I do like the dark chocolate ones, but I just thought I'd snaffle that. Where I had for dinner last night? Do you know what? For dinner last night, I had a jacket potato. I don't know why I have to say it like that. And for some reason, I think we forget how tasty jacket potatoes are. And I just put mine in the microwave, basically. Stab it a few times so it doesn't explode. Put it in the microwave. 10 minutes. Take it out. Smother it in a little bit of olive oil. Whack it in the air fryer or put it in the oven. And then it gets crispy skin. I love the crispy skin. Some people don't, and those people are wrong, because I like crispy skin, and I think it's really good for you as well. And then, see, that would be quite healthy. And then I smother it in about 4 tonne of butter. And last night, I thought, do you know what I thought to myself? I fancy some fish, and I do like prawns, but they're very expensive at the moment. So I bought fish sticks, because you can get a pack of those, I don't know, about 12 for about £1 or £1.20. They're not hugely expensive. And then I put a little bit of mayonnaise, a bit of tomato ketchup, Worcestershire sauce, black pepper, mixed it up and made like a little cocktail sauce. Chopped up my fish sticks, chucked those in, and then poured it on top of the jacket potato. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice it was too. I've done that a couple of times, actually. I get in a bit... You know what I'm like with my food? I get a little bit obsessed. I suddenly have... I have one meal, and then I go, I really like that. And then I keep eating the same thing over and over again for about 4 or 5 days, and then I don't eat it again for about a year. So jacket potatoes, at the moment, jacket potato will be my favourite, maybe for another week, and then after that I'll be like, I'm not eating that ever again. Make me feel ill. Here's Prefab Sprout with the King of Rock and Roll.
Teenage bosses are my high precision ghosts, and they come around the track to haunt me. When she looks at me and laughs, I remind her of the fact I'm the king of rock and roll. Up from sweet shoes, my baby blues. Hot dog, jumping far, Albuquerque. Hot dog, jumping far, Albuquerque. The dream helps you forget. You ain't never danced a step. You were never fleet of foot, hippie. All the pathos you can keep for the children in the street, for the vision I've had. Yes, sweet thing. New broom, this room is sweet and clean. Yeah, you're lonesome. Hot cooking dandy.
Now, I will be chatting to singer-songwriter T Green. T is based in Essex and has got one of the best soul voices. Absolutely incredible. He's been at the top of the USA dance charts with this track. This is his version of That's the Way I Like It. Well done to T. Congratulations. And apparently Casey and the Sunshine Band love it too. Here's T Green. This one is going out to Martin. Here is Rosanna.
All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is see your eyes. and the face still shining through the window on the other side. Rosanna, Rosanna, I didn't know that a girl like you could make me feel so sad. Rosanna.
That's a brilliant tune. I absolutely love that. All drummers love that song as well. I don't remember that bit at the end. I don't think we used to play that in a cover band years ago, but I don't think we played the end bit. I think we sort of stopped before we got to that bit at the end. I don't know why, because we used to play Van Halen's Jump, and the guitarist in the band was pretty good and could play that. So I don't know why we didn't do that bit at the end. Shall we get some traffic and trouble?
Phoenix FM travel news.
I'm doing lots of funny voices today. I don't know why. let's have a look at the traffic and travel. Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. A little bit busy, though, coming down the A1023 onto the roundabout, but once you're on there, you can drive around to your heart's content. Wilson's Corner is fine. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, no problems there. And heading up towards the M11, you've got a clear run. On the A12, again, nice and clear. You do have those road resurfacing works between Junction 13 and 16, and there will be some nighttime closures and a contraflow also used, so just be aware. Did get caught in that again yesterday. Because I left a little bit later from Braintree, so just be aware. Can't see any other problems on the roads, but you'll get more traffic and travel in the next hour. Yeah, it's always catching me out, that A12. It's always catching me out. And it did again yesterday. Yesterday I came back on the A1. Did I come back on the A130? I think it was the A130. Then I ended up on the A13. I was amazed, actually, where I was just following, because it's a little bit of a journey from Braintree. I should have come out and turned right, and I came out and turned left, and then I ended up, because the other way you go on the M11, and it's two roads, basically. That's a lot easier for me to kind of, you know where I am. But the other way, I had to keep sort of going round roundabouts, and I was like, oh, no, where am I going? But I did quite well. I didn't end up in Canvey. Here's Biba Doobie and Love Free with A Night to Remember. This is gorgeous.
Swore I'd seen you before. Was you
That is Rachel Stevens with Sweet Dreams by LAX. And Rachel from S Club 7, isn't she? Yeah, or S Club as they're known now. Great pictures. I'm looking at George Bone. There's some great pictures up online. He's going to be my guest at 11:30. Can't wait for George to be in the studio playing live. And also coming along from MJ Media is Martin, who brings the guests in. And, yeah, he gets involved a little bit and claps. He was here with We Are All Fossils as well. Not so much of a guest, just a person who's here. But it's nice, because when I go, way, and I clap at the end of a live performance, Martin joins in, and then he joins in on other things as well. But, yeah, no mince pies, Martin. He'll probably go, I'm sorry, I've already bought them. And then he'll proceed to sit here while I'm interviewing George, eating mince pies. And you can't offer George a mince pie, because singers can't eat before they sing. Most singers can't, because it coats the back of your throat. I learned that after years of doing gigs and stuff, and also not to have spicy food before a gig. I made the mistake, I mean, I love spicy food, I really do, and I made the mistake once of having some, I think I had a curry or something at lunchtime, and then that was fine. I, you know, got ready for the gig, brushed my teeth, blah, 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 blah. But then it repeated on me throughout the gig, and that's just not good when you've got people leaning over and you're sort of speaking. I'm like going, oh gosh, never mind. It's not good. I can't eat before a gig. I don't know about you. If you're going out for the night, I don't. I like a buffet, you know. That's what I like. That's what I miss. When you go out at night, you get a nice buffet. Yeah, like an old-fashioned buffet where they've got, I don't know. I told you the other day, I was talking about pork pies. I know I always talk about food, but I was talking about pork pie. And then I forgot to buy one. I think, do people actually eat pork pies warm? I don't think you do. I wouldn't advise you doing that. It's probably really bad, but I don't know. Like if you cook it yourself and it comes out of the oven. The only thing about a pork pie that I find, I don't know, offensive is the jelly. It just, I don't, that doesn't make sense to me. I like a pork pie with minimal jelly and a little bit of pickle, or, I bought, when I went to see in London, actually, I went into Fortnum Mason, and, went in the shop and was like, how much is that? But I did, treat myself to a pot of piccalilli, which has got chilli in it, and it ain't half hot. I had some the other night with some cheese, and it blew my head off. But, yeah, it was a little bit, well, I don't know much. Piccalilli's probably about £3. This cost me £6. Yeah, it was. And I only got it because I got the little Fortnum & Mason bag as I came out. It made me feel like I'd gone up in the world. Obviously, I hadn't. but I felt I had. But it's not. It was nice. It was, yeah, I haven't eaten it all yet. But I do. I tell you who makes good piccalilli, by the way, is Sylvia Kent, who does the book club here every month. She's not been in for a couple of years, obviously due to COVID, and now we speak on Zoom. But every month she used to come in and bring me something like homemade jam, piccalilli. I miss all that, Sylvia. I'm so selfish.
The wind's whistling, my mind's twisting. I was making myself the usual cup of tea when the doorbell strangely
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 777 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
This is Broken Bear and their version of Mad World.
Yeah.
Broken Bear have had a great year as well, and I will be playing out some more independent music as we get to the last week of the show. I will be playing out all of my favourite tracks from the year. I've had so many fantastic tunes in this year. It's been the level of music. I mean, you know, years ago you would have got probably like a bit of a rough demo. I'm talking about years ago. Everything, the production on stuff, it's just completely changed. And as I said, there's 140,000 songs released every single day. So to get your song on the radio, get it out there for people to listen to is really difficult. You know, or get on a playlist and other things like that. Don't be disheartened if you're a musician. You can, you know, promote yourself, make your fan base and get out there to your target market. And you might not be the likes of, I don't know, say like Lady Gaga, Stardom, or, you know, somebody like Madonna, or I'm trying to think of some Matt Coldplay, I'm trying to think of other big bands, I don't know, you know, Harry Styles. You might not get to that, and that's always a goal for musicians. I think they would like to have that kind of fame, but it doesn't matter if you don't get there, because you just can sell your music or people listening to it and enjoy it, because that's what the majority of musicians do. They do gigs and they do the pubs, or they might do a club or a festival, and that's just as amazing, you know, and yeah, enjoy it. You can't say you've not succeeded if in music, because if you do a gig, as far as I'm concerned, you've done it. You're a success. Just by doing that very thing is actually getting up on stage and performing. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm so preachy. I am so preachy today. What is right? It's a biscuit. That's what it's done. It's the chocolate. Taking us up to the news, here's Deacon Blue. That's What We Can Do. I'll be back with more. And George Bone live in the studio, 11:30, playing live.
In your last night.